Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
It's Wrestling Observer Live, and it's Jim Valley.
Thicker than a Snickers!
The effing king of recovery.
Faster than a cat with whiskers!
Back because of the fans.
Each and every one of you!
The largest gathering of trailer park trash.
You all fat, neck, beard, and mouth-breathing trolls!
We've got a very special show for you. Much better than the normal crap I give you. No. Today's show, you know, it's so weird on Saturdays with the pay-per-views, the PLEs happening at the same time. It's like, why bother covering it? Because it's going to be over soon. You'll hear a recap and it won't matter. So it's always this weird time zone. And also, tomorrow is my birthday. So what I've decided to do is record a show for you. A very special show. Last week, I was watching a show on MeTV. It's called Collector's Call. And what they do is they show different collections. Sometimes they are costumes from Hollywood, movie memorabilia from a certain genre, oftentimes a Star Wars collection. Well, last week was a video game collection. And they had on the show, my guest. His name is Mark Flitman. He has worked in the toy and video game industry for years, for Hasbro, for Acclaim, for Atari, and a number of different companies. Well, right there in the middle of his wall was a poster for WWF Royal Rumble for the Super NES. And right there at that moment, I knew I had to reach out to Mark, and he was very gracious. He was nice enough to be on the show today, and he was the producer for all of the Acclaim LJN games in that Super NES, Genesis, Mega Drive, Famicom, Super Famicom era. So we're talking Royal Rumble, not WrestleMania, but Royal Rumble and Raw, and Game Gear, Game Boy, and those games. So we're going to talk about that, his wrestling fandom, some of his experiences, and how he developed the games. Plus, I put out on social to answer your questions. We've got a ton of questions, and he answers all of them. So it's a very special interview. It's a trip down memory lane. Stand by. It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
Father's Day is this Sunday, so now's the time to save on the perfect gift at Macy's Father's Day sale. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take 25% off great gift ideas. Or shop Father's Day specials, like 50 to 60% off designer suits, blazers, and pants, and 40% off belts, wallets, and travel accessories. Plus, find watches from Citizen, Bulova, Seiko, and more. Give love today at Macy's Father's Day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate,
or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Score free gifts for the greatest dad this Father's Day at Lowe's. Get a free select Craftsman tool with purchase of a select V20 battery 2-pack up to a $99 value. Plus, shop Buy More, Save More deals on select portable tool storage from Craftsman, Klein, and Flex. Visit us in-store or online for more deals you can't beat. Because Lowe's knows dads. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 6/16 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Wrestling Observer Live, Jim Valley, and a very special episode today as we talk to the producer of WWF Raw and Royal Rumble for the SNES and Genesis, Mark Flitman. Looking over your resume and your career so far, I mean, you developed toys, you did video games, and you were involved with WWE, WWF. For a lot of people listening, you're living the dream, man. You're living the dream.
You know, when I started working with the WWF, it was kind of a dream because I grew up watching wrestling.
You did?
And so,
now, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Chicago. So I used to watch, let's see, who did we have here? We had Moose Cholak.
Yeah.
Bruiser and the Crusher.
Of course.
Blackjack Lanza and Mulligan.
So you're an AWA guy.
A young manager called Bobby Heenan.
Yes.
What else? Ivan Putski.
Yeah.
I remember all of them. In fact, we used to take a cassette recorder and like make up our own shows. Wow. And do the audio.
Of course. I think a lot of people listening can relate to that. Now, other games, real quick, like you did Bart's Nightmare, which I played the hell out of. I played that game so much. A lot of different games. Simpsons Arcade for, I think, PC, didn't you?
Correct.
Yeah. I have a Simpsons Arcade and a WrestleFest in my basement. So I have a lot.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
I'm a big video game and toy guy as well. I found it interesting reading some of your interviews talking about how the toy industry was kind of closed off. And obviously, when you were involved with the WWF, wrestling was very closed off. Did you ever draw any parallels like that between the two industries when you were involved?
Well, you know, like I said, it was a dream. The thing about, well, starting with wrestling, when I started working with the WWF, it was something that I always wondered about. How are these guys when they're not the wrestlers? Because
sure.
You never, when I was a kid, you never saw them outside of character.
Right.
Nowadays, they're in movies, they do interviews, they play themselves.
Yeah.
But in those days, a wrestler was a wrestler, and that's all you knew. So to meet them in person was a dream come true.
Now, you also worked on, like, the commercials with them and things, right? You did some
worked
shoots.
On a few, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's just talk about that. Were they professional?
Oh, they were great. They were really great. The thing was, at first I had the opportunity to be the person to pick which wrestlers I wanted in the game.
So that was your that was your decision.
My decision, yeah. And the nice thing about that was I followed wrestling. Even after I was a kid, me and my friends, and I'm sure a lot of people did this, every year when WrestleMania came on, one of us would get the pay-per-view. We'd go over to that person's house. We'd watch it together. We stayed wrestling fans as we got older. And so I got to pick the wrestlers, and I knew wrestling. In fact, when I not right when I started. So when I got to Acclaim, they had just done one wrestling game. And the producer on it really didn't care for wrestling.
Are we talking about the NAS game? That WrestleMania? Or the Super?
That was called WrestleMania.
Yeah, yeah, that game wasn't even a wrestling game. It was more of a timing game. It was, yeah, not
and
great.
So when I got there, I said, you know, I think I have a better feel for what the wrestling fan wants. And then we did Royal Rumble, which was a combined effort with the developer and myself. I'm not going to take all the credit. Whenever you do a game or a toy, there's a team. And I had a great team in Utah, Salt Lake City. And we did this wrestling game. First thing we said was, okay, what did other games not really feature? Okay, we want to have more wrestlers in the ring than just one-on-one or tag team. So that was the basis of Royal Rumble, and the WWF had started the Royal Rumble. So now we could manage with the capabilities to have six wrestlers in the ring at once. And the great programmer was able to, I think his name was Ned Martin, he was able to program it so there were six wrestlers. It was timed so that a new wrestler would come in at a certain time, just like Royal Rumble.
Right, certain intervals.
And that was one of the big features. Then I started to add little things that I knew that really were wrestling, like chair outside of the ring, being able to hit the wrestler's head on the bell outside the ring, punch the referee so he's kind of semi-conscious, and then do cheat moves.
Right.
All these things that were in the wrestling I saw growing up and the wrestling today, but didn't seem to be in the wrestling games at that point. And so that was a real treat. And then we'd usually feature one or two wrestlers that I got to meet because we either wanted to use them for commercials or promos at that point. But then when we started to do, so then the WWF introduced Raw on Monday nights. And originally it wasn't traveling the country, it was just in Manhattan. So every Monday night, and I forget, it wasn't at Madison Square Garden.
It's the Manhattan Center.
There you go. I'd go in, I lived on, in Long Island, Oyster Bay, Long Island, where Acclaim was. I'd drive in, go to every Monday Night Raw. I'd be able to go backstage, talk with the wrestlers. And so that was my first kind of lengthy interaction with the wrestlers. And then after Raw, we did, I think, Sega CD. I don't know if I forget the title. Maybe it was
Rage in the
Cage or
yeah,
something.
Rage in the Cage.
And that had audio. So we started to go to the big events. Wrestling used to have it where they would tape, a couple months of matches at some, usually in LA somewhere. We'd go, we'd be backstage, And one by one, as the wrestlers were available, they'd come back and do some recordings for us. And so I got to meet them in that aspect. Oh, and then also WrestleMania 10, which was at Madison Square Garden.
Right.
So I got to go backstage, and we had a, you know, they had that weekend event at WrestleMania. So we had a big booth there with a lot of game setups, and the wrestlers would come by and I talked to them backstage, and it was just great. I mean, in general, I cannot think of one wrestler that wasn't nice.
That's good. That's good. Were there any that you developed a closer relationship with than others?
Well, I mean, there were some that were just more popular at the time or that I enjoyed more. And then there were a few that I maybe got into a conversation where I knew that they liked video games and I'd send them some games.
Sure.
I was going through some old paperwork recently and I found a thank you card from the Head Shrinkers.
Oh, wow.
Thanking me for something I had sent them. But I, you know, at the time, Shawn Michaels was just coming up and I really liked his style. I remember putting the 1-2-3 kid at the time. He was just new into the game, and he came up to me, and he was so thrilled to be in a wrestling game.
Oh, bad.
It was so cool. And Luna Vachon was the first female wrestler that we put in a wrestling game. And I didn't realize at the time that her dad was Mad Dog Vachon. I think that was it.
Her uncle, but yeah.
Her uncle.
But it's all from the family.
All in the family. And that was something that I watched growing up.
Stand by. More with Mark Flittman. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
It's a special edition of Wrestling Observer Live as we continue our conversation with the producer of WWF Raw and Royal Rumble for the Genesis / Mega Drive and the Super Nintendo. So throwing things back to the 90s with producer, toy creator, and video game producer, Mark Flintman.
There was also a time when we had to do some motion capture for the developers in Salt Lake City. They would go by, they'd program the game by looking at wrestling. And they had to do some moves, some tag team moves that they didn't have any motion capture for. So I arranged with the WWF to go there in Connecticut to their headquarters. And they had two wrestlers that we contracted to do some moves so we could videotape it. But what we forgot was that the tag team wrestlers had to do the moves on someone.
Oops.
So they said, come on, Mark, get in the ring. And I was like, I don't know about that. Well, we won't hurt you. And they didn't. But I'll tell you, the few moves that they did to make it look real, it hurts. You know, if they throw me against the ropes and I come back and they're just going to pretend like they do a double clothesline or something and I just have to fall onto the mat, it really makes you aware of what these guys go through.
That's funny.
And the two wrestlers we had at the time that we commissioned to do this video was Bob Backlund and Johnny Polo.
Wow.
So they, you know, we get some,
it's quite a
some big names.
Quite a duo. Yeah. Particularly because Bob was from Minnesota originally.
Yeah.
The AWA territory. I was going to ask, you know, on the Collector's Call show that was just on MeTV last weekend, he talked about producing some of the boxing games. So you've boxed with Lennox Lewis and you've wrestled with Bob Backlund and Raven, Johnny Polo. It's not a bad resume.
It's interesting.
You might be.
I do feel honored.
Yeah. You might be the only person in the world who's got that on your resume. Now, WWF, Vince McMahon in particular, had a reputation of being very hands-on. Was there, like for example, on your collector's call, one of the items you showed was a style guide from The Simpsons talking about, you know, Bart looks like this, or they never do this, things like that to give you an indication of the look and the identity of the characters, the personality. Was there a style guide or any sort of parameters that you had with the wrestlers as far as developing them as characters?
The only thing we got was their logos, the wrestlers' logos that they'd usually put up, you know, when they'd come out in the ring and they'd be up on the board there. And their intro music, which I don't even know if they supplied it or we just knew what it was. Each wrestler had their own intro music. And that's about it. In those days, I'm sure they got much more specific for future developers. But in those days, we were pretty young, and so was video games for wrestling.
Yeah.
So you could watch wrestling on TV and see all the moves and see the wrestlers. So that was your reference material.
Well, yeah, and back then there were a lot of squash matches, which were basically commercials for an individual wrestler. So you could watch, in theory, one squash match and understand who that wrestler was, what their motivation was, and basically their key moveset.
Sure.
You know.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know, we could see their you know, special moves, their finishing moves, anything that we needed. But if we needed something, they would supply it. The nice thing was I had really good relationships with the WWF, with Fox Studios for The Simpsons, with Marvel for all the Marvel titles I did.
Sure.
And if you, it takes time, but I always believe that if you develop a good relationship with the licensor, they trust you, they'll supply you with whatever you need, and everything goes smooth.
That's nice to know. Nice to know that was, like you said, have all those components working together rather than having things be siloed. Now, did the wrestlers ever take you aside and go, Mark, make me look, I do this better, or make me skinnier, give me bigger muscles, or did they, wrestlers being vain that way, did any of them ever take you aside and give you some tips on what their character should be or do?
Not that I recall.
Okay.
In those days, like I said, we had a great developer. I had a good feel for wrestling. The developer was doing a great job with the animations, and we had a great gameplay plan for each of the games, because I always wanted to have something different. Like when we did Royal Rumble, it had a theme.
Right.
The Royal Rumble. When we did Raw, it had a theme. I wanted it to feel like the Raw broadcast, where anything could happen and it was live.
Right.
So we really stuck to not just another wrestling game with a new roster. It was more of a storyline and a environment. But the wrestlers were busy, you know, as you know, they're constantly on the road. And I think they were just thrilled to be in a game, because you'd only pick so many wrestlers to be in the game.
Right. And did you just go off of, when you were picking the roster, was it who you perceived to be the most featured wrestlers? Or how'd you do that?
Well, it was mostly the, of course, the most popular wrestlers. But I probably snuck in one or two of my favorites.
Excuse me. Did you have a preference as far as developing a game for Sega versus the Nintendo systems?
I wouldn't say there was a preference. I mean, I definitely preferred the Genesis and the SNES to the Game Boy versions, because you couldn't do as much in the Game Boy
Sure.
versions. And the NES games that we were still kind of doing, but not as much, were limiting. So, of course, the more memory you had and the better graphics, more enjoyable the gameplay. And Sega CD, which lasted a short time, that's another thing. We had to figure out, okay, what can we do in this that's different besides just having wrestling? And I believe, from what I remember, not only did we have a lot more audio, we had video clips of their finishing moves, I think,
right,
with each wrestler in the game, which we couldn't do on the other systems.
And you expanded the roster.
Expanded the roster, yeah.
One thing I thought was interesting with Rage in the Cage, I was a Nintendo guy, so I had the Super Nintendo. I didn't do Sega, but because I was so compelled by the larger roster and everything, I went to the video store, rented a Sega, rented the Sega CD, and played the game like all weekend, one weekend, which was not cheap to do, to get the
right
system and the CD. I'm pretty sure I had to do a deposit too on that. But it was interesting, you added the Head Shrinkers and some other wrestlers, but there wasn't, the Nasty Boys, but there wasn't a tag team mode, I don't think, on that game.
I don't remember.
It's
possible that there wasn't. There were limits.
But you did have the cage.
Yeah. There were limits on the Sega CD. Even though there were opportunities, most of them I think were video and audio opportunities. But as far as the CD itself and the gameplay and the fluidity of the game, I from what I recall, it wasn't that much different.
I thought it was interesting. people were asking, you had different rosters for Royal Rumble because it came first on the Super NES, the SNES, versus the Genesis. So you right. just you made the decision to go back and update the roster?
I'm sure it was a combination of us making the decision of Nintendo and Sega saying, what are you going to give us that's different than the other system?
Sure.
And the WWF going, yeah, you know, make it so that both products sell and there's a reason to get each one. So we always tried to do something a little different. And in those days, it was just starting to get to the point where like Nintendo and Sega and Sony started up that they started asking for something unique about their product. Before that, it was you just put out the game on every platform.
Right.
But they started to get smart and say, well, what's going to make somebody buy the game on our platform? So then we changed the roster and you'd be able to get different wrestlers.
Did the game sell particularly well? I would imagine they did.
They did. They sold very well. Very, very well. And I think, like I said, I don't want to pat myself on the back, but I think that by having somebody producing it that's familiar with wrestling and can add those little touches that wrestling fans enjoy, that it improved the sales. And, you know, like I said, I went to Monday Night Raw every week, and not only would I watch the matches, but I'd look at the audience and see what are they reacting to? What do they want? And that's how I do games. I like to do research.
Stand by. We're going to go old school, continuing talking video games with the producer of WWF Raw and WrestleMania for the Genesis, Mega Drive, and Super NES. Stand by. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank goodness. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans starting at $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Oh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh. What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Aww.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow. You always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Find what you love, love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
So I just went to Kohl's to shop their first ever customer appreciation event. And now I'm here to spill the details. Because I'm a Kohl's cardholder, I got an extra 30% off. Or if you're a rewards member, you get 20% off. Even non-members can save with 15% off. And as an added bonus, Kohl's also has great prices on Father's Day gifts. Like top activewear, Sephora cologne, grilling gear, and more. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss out. Hurry to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end June 16th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
It's Jim Valley, and it's a special Wrestling Observer Live as we're throwing back 30 years to the Super Nintendo and the Genesis / Mega Drive as we're talking the producer of WWF Royal Rumble and WWF Raw, Mark Flittman. It sounds to me, someone had a question about how being involved in these projects affected your fandom, and it sounds to me like it was a very pleasant experience, and it added to your wrestling fandom.
It did. It did at the time. Because I got to see them, like I said, as people. I mean, I remember being backstage with Diesel at one point, and he was going to go out and do an interview. And I said, "Oh, you want me to hold that coffee for you?" And he said, "No, it's okay." And he put it up on top of the door frame because he's like 7 feet tall, you know?
Right.
Or I'd be in the freight elevator going down, and Bam Bam Bigelow would be coming in the elevator with his girlfriend at the time. And we'd just be talking like people.
That's good.
So you know, even though I didn't really have a personal relationship with them outside of the wrestling or outside of the game, because they were busy and I was busy, I did get to see them on a more personal level, and every interaction was pleasant.
But, you know, sometimes wrestlers can be, you know, pranksters. Sometimes they can be, especially back then, closed or distant or maybe even jerks to outsiders. And I'm glad to hear that they were, you know, acting like normal people to you.
It was great.
That's refreshing to hear, to be honest. Ring announcers Tony Chimmel and Mike Chioda contributed to the grunting and groaning. How did that work out?
You know, we used whoever we could use.
Gotcha.
And when we were taping audio, if someone was around and they were willing, we'd have them do what we needed.
Now, did anybody offer any other? Obviously, a lot of this came from you and your fandom and your research. Did anybody work as any de facto consultant to offer any other input?
The only input I believe I got at the time was from either the licensing department at the WWF, which I worked with closely.
Sure.
And I had a team member at the time that I believe, I don't know if I suggested we hire him. He started out as a tester, and then I got him as one of my associate producers or assistant producers. I don't know what they were called at the time. Mike Archer, who ended up going to the WWF and being their licensing person for years.
Yeah.
And Mike was great. In fact, I think he knew McMahon's son.
Shane,
yes. He knew Shane prior to working at Acclaim. And so I trusted Mike, too. And I'm sure he had input because he knows wrestling.
That's great. We've got a lot of questions from social media. You're very popular. Somebody wants to know on WWF Raw, why choose a bucket as a weapon?
Oh, the bucket. I think I probably saw it on some of the matches. I think that Doink the Clown had a bucket.
Right.
And he'd like throw fake confetti at people.
Sure.
And then he'd hit people over the head with it. So I said, okay, that's a good object. You know, it's tough. You got a chair. You've got the bell. What else are you going to use? And you can't use anything. You don't want to use something that is going to really taunt little kids into getting into trouble.
Exactly.
So the bucket seemed like a good choice.
I would agree with that. What about the gameplay? How did you choose the gameplay with the meter and the button mashing?
gameplay was mostly developed by Salt Lake City. Sculptured Software was the developer, and they took a lead on the game dynamics. But in wrestling, we always, I mean, when I was growing up, the way they always start the matches was they'd lock up, and then they'd be like battling, and then one of them would either kick the other one to get out of it, or give him an eye gouge, or punch him, or something. So that was always the start. And then you'd figure out how to, you know, how do you get out of that? So you got to press buttons and get the advantage, and that's the start. But then you've got all your moves, too.
Now, I remember being able to get up and play. Did it go to 9 or 10? I forget. But I remember playing the top level. But somebody on social was saying that it just got too difficult after level 7. So their question is, why so hard after level 7?
You know, I hate hard gameplay. But there's always some gamers out there that are experts.
Always.
So throughout my whole career, I was always the one saying, let's make it easier. And the developers were always trying to make it harder, or the testers were always saying it was too easy. But I always said, well, what about the gamers that are casual gamers or new to that product?
Right.
I don't want to frustrate them.
You want to turn people off.
Exactly. So you have a level where you could play it on the easier level, but the more talented, the more experienced, the gamers that want that extra challenge, you increase the difficulty.
So this is the question apparently that has tormented someone since their childhood. It says, the WWF Raw home video game came with a poster that read, Raw is War, complete with the logo. But they don't recall WWF using that phrase or logo until maybe around 97-ish. Did the developers come up with that? Do you know the origin of the Raw is War logo and poster?
It was probably, well, Raw was Raw on Monday Night Raw.
Right.
And when we did the game, and I always, this is one of the things that always stuck with me. Raw, I think, was in red, and it said Raw with the line on the top and the bottom of it. And it was very distinguishable. And the marketing department at Acclaim, which was a great marketing department, wanted to do it with like wrestlers' images in the Raw word.
Yeah.
And I didn't care for it, because I didn't think it stood out as Raw as much as the Monday Night Raw logo. But we did it that way, and Raw is War, it probably, you know, it might have come from Acclaim, but it probably came from the WWF, because I don't think we could just come up with a phrase like that and get it passed. But that's where the image came from, was marketing with the wrestlers in the Raw text.
Somebody wants to know, did you ever think about putting managers in the games?
Well, we had announcers, and we had some wrestlers on the outside of the ring that could interfere. But the problem is, I mean, nowadays you have almost endless memory to do what you want. In those days, we even had to cut down on our rosters in the games. Almost every game we did, we had more wrestlers than we could fit in the game. So to put a manager in there would kind of be, I don't want to say a waste of time, but you're stealing memory away from the wrestlers, the moves, the gameplay. It's kind of like when you make a game and you want to have a big payoff for the people that beat the game. But that big payoff is probably taking away a lot of memory from your gameplay. So you've got to balance it.
Well, that was a question somebody had. Was there something a feature or something you ever wanted to do, but the memory limitations didn't allow it.
Yeah. I would have loved to have managers. I would have loved to have maybe some interviews, you know, when they go backstage and they do those interviews and then somebody starts a fight backstage, or being able to throw wrestlers on the announcer table, which happens all the time, things outside of the ring that you can interact with. Let's see, what else? Managers, ring announcers, interviews outside the ring. There's so many things that I would have loved to do that wrestling fans are used to and would appreciate. But in those days, you could only do so much.
Were there ever any edicts from WWF? Like, I used to be really good at the game, and now I go back and play it, and I am terrible. I cannot play it, like, even level one. I am awful at it now. I've lost that skill. I've got to get it back. But was there blood in the game? I don't recall there being blood.
There wasn't blood. And one thing we started to get pushed the limits with, kind of what you're asking is, and I think it started with Midway. Because we had the wrestling license, Midway wanted to do the arcade game. I think it was WrestleMania Arcade.
WrestleMania Arcade game, yeah.
And so they had to kind of co-license or license it through us to do the game. So I believe I picked the roster for that game. I know I went to Midway and was there for a couple of days while they were doing the development. And Bret Hart came in because he was their featured player to do some commercial clips for them. And in Midway style, they had these over-the-top wrestling moves that were supernatural.
Right.
And we got them approved. Of course, you had to get everything approved by the licensor. But that was a change from regular wrestling games.
Yeah, I always considered that more of a fighting game than a wrestling game. Very good game, but a fighting game.
But I believe in Raw, then we did have a mode where the wrestlers had those over-the-top moves.
That's right. You put the mega moves in.
Correct.
Was that a sort of a response to the Acclaim, or how did that come about?
Well, we had the memory, and it was, you know, Midway had done it. And like I said, I was always looking for a way. You can't just, well, you can. I mean, sports titles do this all the time. How many times has Madden come out? And it's not that much different, but it's a whole new roster.
Right. Give us $70.
But what can we give the gamer that they didn't get in the last version? And so some of those mega moves or over-the-top moves, if you could do them, great. That's what you want to do.
So somebody did have a question about the mega moves. He said usually when there were secret moves, they were usually revealed in magazines, but WWF chose to reveal them at the end of VHS tapes that they made. Do you know where that decision came about?
I'm sure it was marketing at Acclaim. Like I said, great marketing department.
Pretty smart. I mean,
great marketing department, but you know, funny things like, I'll give you a quick story. I remember talking with someone in marketing at Acclaim one day, and he said, I watched this wrestling match. I don't know if he watched it or he was there. And this guy came out of the audience with like a blue jean overalls and interfered in this match. And it was amazing. And he's telling me all of a sudden it was the guy that was like started to team up with Hulk Hogan. I forget his name.
Hillbilly Jim?
There you go. Hillbilly Jim. And he starts telling me this whole story, how amazed he was that this guy from the audience came out. And I just looked at him and I said, dude, it's wrestling. It's all planned. That wasn't a guy from just some random guy from the audience.
Right.
But people believe. And that's the fun of wrestling.
Stand by. A little bit more video game goodness with Mark Flitman. Next, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live. Talking with video game producer Mark Flitman. You can find him on Instagram at mark.flitman. Also, you wrote a book.
It's called It's Not All Fun and Games. And it's available at the moment on limited run and press run. Press run is the book division of limited run. So if you go to limitedrun.com, you'll be able to see it. There's two versions. One is just the hardcover book, and the other one is a limited edition that has a signed, numbered card, has a bonus book with 64 pages, has two pins, enamel pins, and a slipcover for the whole package. And if you're a wrestling fan, it probably pays to get that version because the bonus book has a lot of wrestling pictures in it.
You know, I imagine you do, I know you do video game and toy shows and things. You should also get on the wrestling circuit. I'll bet, I mean, you would not believe, talk about, you mentioned these are for people to have fun with and to love. Overwhelmingly, Mark, I got so many messages from fans and wrestling nerds who just thanked you for hours and hours of enjoyment playing with their brothers or their family or their friends with these wrestling titles.
We
really appreciate it.
My pleasure. You know, it's humbling. In those days, it was a job, and even though there were magazines, game magazines, and you kind of knew the numbers that your games were doing, you were on to the next game. And you didn't really get feedback because there wasn't really the internet like it is now, and there wasn't cable like there is now. And you just do the games, get on to the next one. Maybe at like CES or E3, people would come up and say, oh, I love that game. You'd be like, okay, great. But now people are coming out of the woodwork and finding me. And, you know, it's my pleasure to talk to anybody or do anything. But it's also a little surprising because you don't know how many people played your game when you were putting it out in those days. You just put it out and jumped on to the next one.
Mark, thank you so much. This was fabulous. Thank you for everything you've done and the hours of enjoyment you've given all of us wrestling nerds. What a great episode. Thank you so much for your time. It's Jim Valley. We'll talk to you next week. Wrestling Observer Live.
Hi, this is Rick Tittle. Tune in every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Pacific time for the Video Game Review. We'll review games. We'll give away a brand new game. We'll talk cheat codes, new releases, and your calls as well. That's right here every Sunday night on the Sports Byline USA broadcast network.